This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Security Council is set to meet Wednesday to discuss the recent outbreak of violence between Israel and Gaza. Israeli airstrikes on Tuesday demolished a 12-story building in Gaza City that housed the offices of top Hamas officials. Militants fired more than 250 missiles at Israel, killing two women. They were the first Israeli casualties in the current violence. At least 28 Palestinians, including 9 children, have been reported killed in Gaza. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said officials have decided to increase both the strength and the rate of the strikes against the Gaza Strip, against militant groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Netanyahu said Hamas will receive blows now that it didn't expect. Hamas fired some of the rockets Monday evening, just minutes after the expiration of a 6 p.m. deadline for Israel to remove its forces from the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem's Old City. In the Russian city of Kazan on Tuesday, a gunman shot to death at least 7 students, 1 teacher, and another adult when the shooter opened fire at an elementary school. The mayor of Kazan confirmed the attack. Health officials said 21 people were hospitalized with injuries, including 18 children. 6 children were reported to be in, quote, severely grave condition. Video of the incident showed children jumping from the windows of the school to escape. The regional president said an alleged gunman has been detained. The news outlet Medusa reported that the suspect posted a message on social media Tuesday morning calling himself a god and vowing to kill a large number of victims. Security measures were immediately imposed in all schools in Kazan. This is VOA News. The United States has sanctioned 7 Lebanese nationals it says are linked to the Iran-backed Hezbollah group and its financial arm. The Treasury Department announced Tuesday that the 7 have been listed as, quote, specially designated global terrorists. A spokeswoman for the Treasury said Hezbollah's financial apparatus continues to abuse the Lebanese financial sector and drain Lebanon's financial resources at an already dire time. She said such actions demonstrate Hezbollah's disregard for financial stability, transparency, or accountability in Lebanon. One of those sanctioned is the chief of Hezbollah's central finance unit, which oversees funding of the terrorist operations of Hezbollah and the killing of its opponents. This is according to the U.S. Treasury. There's been no comment so far from Hezbollah. The Biden administration announced Tuesday the approval of a plan to build the first U.S. large-scale offshore wind project. The project off the coast of northeastern state of Massachusetts is designed to generate 800 megawatts of power. The Biden administration says the project will create 3,600 jobs and, when completed, will provide enough power for 400,000 homes and businesses. Construction has been scheduled to begin later this year. It could be up and running by 2023. Environmental groups and clean power advocates are applauding the announcement, but some commercial fishing groups on the U.S. East Coast have argued that offshore wind farms could make it difficult to harvest seafood. Others say wind farms block ocean views. Authorities in India said Tuesday they have yet to determine the cause of death of dozens of people found dead in the Ganges River. Officials in Bihar state said 71 bodies were recovered Monday. Officials in the neighboring state of Uttar Pradesh said around 100 bodies were found, some of those on Tuesday. Images of the bodies floating in the river sparked anger and speculation that they died of COVID-19. The virus is surging throughout India at a faster rate than anywhere else in the world. Authorities say they can't confirm the causes of death because the bodies had decomposed. As COVID-19 infection rates begin to drop in Europe, European Union ministers met Tuesday in hopes of reaching an agreement on a pass designed to make it easier for fully vaccinated tourists to travel among European countries. The European Commission has suggested the certificates would allow EU residents who can prove they've been vaccinated to move freely around Europe. Some member states, however, are loath to give up border control operations such as testing and quarantine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.